Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. An important development today in the Georgia election interference case against former President Trump. An Atlanta judge ruled that there is a scenario where Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis can stay on the case, even after a romantic relationship with a fellow prosecutor that the judge called a tremendous lapse in judgment. Here to explain is Barbara McQuaid, law professor at the University of Michigan and former U.S. attorney appointed by President Obama. Barbara, welcome back.
Thank you, Scott. Great to be with you.
Fonnie Willis was accused of a conflict of interest, benefiting financially by hiring a prosecutor with whom she had a personal relationship. Today, the judge ruled that she could stay on. What are the conditions of that?
Yes, what the judge said is that although there was no actual conflict of interest, there was an appearance of a conflict of interest. And so he basically gave Fonnie Willis two choices. She can either remove herself and her office from the case, or she can remove Nathan Wade from the case.
Yeah.
Seems to me like an obvious choice, that the second choice would be more attractive to her. The case stays on track. She loses a key prosecutor in the case, but at least the case can stay on track and go forward.
Yeah. The language of the ruling seems a significant rebuke to Willis and her reputation. And we know Donald Trump does not hesitate to go after prosecutors, to go after judges. But as far as the actual case, how much does this development matter?
I think in terms legally, not at all. In fact, I think it's really a favorable decision for Fonnie Willis in that the judge found no actual conflict of interest. But he does say some things that are harmful, like he uses the term the odor of mendacity and talks about a tremendous lapse of judgment. But in terms of the case itself, there is nothing that affects in any way the guilt or innocence of Donald Trump and his co-defendants, nor is there any finding that there's anything that Fonnie Willis that is unfair relating to these defendants. It was really about the way she has been running her office and conducted herself at the hearing that resulted in this decision.
Yeah. So then on this case, what is next on it and its timing? We have talked about these sprawling racketeering allegations, a long list of persons accused. Where does it go from here?
Well, I don't think either party can or will appeal this decision. Under Georgia law, to appeal, you have to get a certificate of appealability. Ordinarily, for a defendant to appeal a decision, they have to wait until the case is over and appeal all of the issues together. I don't imagine Fonnie Willis wants to delay anything, and the easy out for her is to simply remove Nathan Wade, even though it sounds like he's been an instrumental member of the team as sort of the litigation manager. She'll have to replace him or go forward with the current team. But I imagine that, you know, based on everything she has said to date, she's eager to go forward, get a trial date, and get started on the case. And it seems that once we've cleared this obstacle, that she can get back on track.
Yeah, and as you say, we're still waiting for a trial date to see. Briefly, Barbara, this week, Judge McAfee quashed six charges against Trump and others. How significant is that?
Not very. So there are two reasons for saying that. Number one, it's six of something like 34 charges. So the RICO charge remains, all the evidence remains. And the decision was really form over substance. What the judge said is the charges failed to articulate the precise provision of the Constitution that is alleged to have been violated. So if Fonnie Willis wants to, she could fix it, or she might choose to forego that and avoid any more delay.
All right. Barbara McQuaid, law professor at the University of Michigan. Thank you, as always.
Thank you, Scott.